The historic case that opened the door to federal recognition of gay marriage started with taxes. After her wife died, New Yorker Edie Windsor was handed a bill for more than $300,000 in estate taxes, money a surviving spouse from a straight marriage would not have to pay.
There now won't be any estate tax for transfers between spouses.
This is Tina Salandra, an accountant in Manhattan with a large gay and lesbian clientele. She says the change is significant, but it doesn't affect that many people because estate taxes don't kick in below $5 million. Far more important is the fact that people will no longer be taxed when they add their same-sex spouse to their health plan. That's $1,500 to $2,000 a year. Also, large gifts will be tax-free.
I have a client that one of them owned a condominium prior to getting married to their current same-sex partner. And when they got married, they wanted to put their same-sex partner on the title of their condo and essentially give them half of that.
Before Wednesday's ruling, that would have triggered a 40% gift tax.
Now, having their marriage recognized on a federal level, they can put their spouse on the title of their home, their car, their stock brokerage account.
Generally, the dialogue around same-sex marriage has been pretty exclusively based on all the rights of marriage.
Ralph Randazzo is an estate planning and elder law attorney.
And there's been very little discussion, certainly publicly, of the obligations of marriage.
And there are obligations. For instance, married gay couples with higher income will now be hit with the same marriage penalty that affluent straight marrieds already pay. Randazzo says he'll be paying close attention to how the Social Security Administration handles benefits questions. One client was married to a man until her husband died. Then she got remarried to a woman, but continued to draw Social Security benefits based on her deceased husband's income.
Before this ruling, and when DOMA was in effect, she was still entitled to that Social Security because she was unmarried for federal purposes. Now she is married, and so the obligation becomes to give notice of that marriage, and she'll lose her benefits.
She probably wasn't too happy to hear that.
She was actually quite happy to hear it because that would also mean that if and when she dies, her same-sex spouse may have the right to receive her Social Security benefits.
Rights and responsibilities, death and taxes, and love, weighty stuff. Catherine Stamm with Mercer Consulting says many questions may not be resolved for some time.
I think unclear is the key word to everything. A perfect example, I think, is that if I am married and live in New York, and then I move to Pennsylvania, does that mean that I'm not married anymore?
Geography matters, now more than ever. East of the Hudson, married gay couples in New York and Connecticut have all the same rights as anyone else. But in New Jersey, where same-sex marriage is not recognized, they don't. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.